residents of Boonville, Missouri, are fighting to save an enormous 72-year-old railroad bridge that stretches across the Missouri River. Union Pacific says it needs the steel to repair other bridges, but after years of letting it rust, the locals now think the bridge could attract tourists. From member station KBIA, Catherine Welch reports.
Traffic hums in the distance as the Missouri River rolls underneath the dark, abandoned lift span bridge that's more than 400 feet long, making it one of the longest of its type ever built. On one side of the bridge is rural farmland. On the other is the edge of historic downtown Boonville, a town of 8,000. Bill Helen runs a cafe just a few blocks from the bridge. He says it seems like just yesterday that he was a boy watching the bridge slowly lift up its span for passing boats.
It seemed like it took forever for the bridge to go up, but it was real neat to watch. It was just a lot of clanging metal, and it went up real smooth.
But in a few weeks, the Union Pacific Railroad plans to explode the lift span, sell much of it for scrap, then dismantle the rest and float the steel 60 miles downriver to another bridge needing repairs. Union Pacific's John Bromley says it makes no sense to let the bridge just sit there with steel prices soaring.
We're not turning a blind eye to history, but at the same time, we have to be practical and take advantage of the assets we have if we can use them someplace else.
Bromley estimates that the steel alone is worth more than $8 million. Boonville Mayor Daniel Blank says neither the small town nor the state can find that kind of money to save it, but she wants the railroad to give them more time to try.
It would be terrible to do nothing and let this bridge be destroyed, and then people say, oh my gosh, we should have kept the bridge.
Blank says she's sorry she didn't snatch up the bridge when Union Pacific offered it 17 years ago when the line closed down. Since then, the state converted the rail line to the 225-mile-long Katy Trail, which now lures hundreds of thousands of visitors a year. Mayor Blank thinks drawing these hikers and cyclists to the only pedestrian bridge across the Missouri River could help the town.
We've always thought that the East Coast was the center of historic tourism, but everyone's seen the East Coast, so it appears that now they are moving west, and Boonville is in that next tier.
Boonville has been able to hang on to homes built during the Civil War, but Kitty Henderson, director of the Historic Bridge Foundation, says bridges are a unique marker. When a town like Boonville loses an old bridge, gone is a reminder of what helped build the community.
This is part of our engineering legacy. And to lose these, we lose the identification of the development of engineering and the skills of these builders and designers when we no longer have representations of what they've created.
Henderson says it's not unusual for small towns to decline the first offer for an old bridge or industrial artifact, something that locals may consider just an eyesore. She says in many small towns, preservation takes a back seat to economic development, and by the time the demolition crews show up, the town's concerns are too late. Some towns have won the battle to keep their old lift span bridges, but John Bromley says Union Pacific can't afford to get emotional over millions of dollars in steel. The town, though, is emotional over the structure and hopes it can stop the demolition crews this time. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch in Columbia, Missouri.